Let's discuss a topic from the parasha. This week is Parsha Shelach. We have in this week's parasha. Okay, boys, so we have in this week's parasha the mitzvah of tzitzis. The mitzvah of tzitzis. So I have your very good sefer. We use the sefer every so often. Simchas Halevavos. This is the second volume from Rav Simcha Halevi Hollander. I enjoy this sefer very much. He has like long, interesting yediyos regarding different mitzvahs, and his focus really is on minhagim of the Gedolei Yisrael, how they conducted themselves in regard to some specific mitzvahs. So he has here a section. This whole volume really is dedicated to tefillah, and he has here a couple of chapters on tzitzis, the mitzvah of tzitzis. So let's discuss some of his ideas, some of his chakiras and observations from the Gedolei Yisrael. First interesting chakira he has is, what exactly is the mitzvah of wearing tzitzis? This is a lamash chakira. Is the mitzvah of wearing tzitzis, if you have a garment that has four corners, you have an obligation to put on four tzitzis. It's a positive mitzvah. It's a mitzvah to do something. Or, no, that's not the mitzvah. The Torah demands, doesn't tell you yet that you should put on four tzitzis on your garment. All the Torah tells you is, if you have a garment that has four corners, it must have tzitzis. It's like it's
on the this on the garment.
What do you mean?
If you have a garment that you're not wearing,
you don't have to wear it all together. Okay, that's another issue. That's another. Let's take a step back. The mitzvah of tzitzis is not like the mitzvah of tefillin. Mitzvah of tefillin, you have no choice. You have to wear tefillin, whether you like it or not. You must put on tefillin. Now, the truth is, do you have to put on tefillin every single day? Today, people wouldn't be caught dead not putting on tefillin every single day. But there's a discussion in the poskim. Me'ikar hadin, is it to put on tefillin every single day or to put on tefillin occasionally? V'shamarta es hachukah hazos l'mo'ada miyamim yamima. What does it mean, miyamim yamima? Does it mean every single daily? That's what we do. People today couldn't live with themselves if chas v'shalom they did not wear tefillin, they missed one day. But there is, it's from the Gemara. It's mashma that in ancient times not everyone wore tefillin every single day. You had to be a bal madrega to wear tefillin every single day. You go occasionally on special occasions you wore tefillin. A person should not go his entire life without wearing tefillin. Karkafta deloy monach tefillin is there's a lot of Torah. There's a lot of very interesting things. Like I'll give you just one quick example. Someone once told me a horror story. Going off the topic here a little bit, but story where he discovered that his tefillin were not kosher. He was wearing for 7 years non-kosher tefillin.
When does this tefillin come? When he finds it?
So that you, the letter was missing. It wasn't. If you go and the letter is cracked. If you have, there are different types of psulim and tefillin. You have a parasha, and the sefer says the letter is cracked. You have a parasha, the letter is cracked, right? The letter is cracked. So then you say it cracked today. When the sofer opened up the parashios to inspect the parashios, that's the moment in the crack. It's very logical to say that. But when you open up the parasha, guess what? You're missing one of the parashios.
You're missing a word.
You're missing a word, right. You're missing a word. You can't go tell me, oh, the word, it disappeared today. Magic. All the words.
You have the Sefer Torah that's missing the word.
Yeah. First of all, the Sefer Torah is different. Because we are Samech on the Rambam. And the Rambam says you do not need to learn Kriyas HaTorah from a kosher Sefer Torah. Lechatchilo, the Rambam says, you can take out a Sefer Torah that's missing words, missing letters, and you can be mekayim the mitzvah of Kriyas HaTorah. You could even be mekayim Zechiras HaMolek. I'm with a Sefer Torah, that's possible. This is the sheet of the Rambam. We do not accept the sheet of the Rambam lichatchila. If you know the Sefer Torah is possible, you don't have no choice. You can't be miyotzei kriyas haTorah. But after the fact, when you've already Umekai, you already laned, you already made brachas, and now you discovered that the Sefer Torah was missing words, missing letters for the last 25 years. So then was soimich on the Rambam that you did not need a kosher Sefer Torah for Kriyas HaTorah. But tefillin, there's no such thing. Tefillin must be 100% perfect.
Yeah, but who says at one time I heard that if you have your tefillin examined and so it's kosher.
Yes.
You never have to examine it again.
So that today is a controversial psak halacha, because every time you open up the parashios, you're definitely causing wear and tear. They're very, very delicate. Today we have the quality, the Shulchan Aruch, it says you must check your tefillin twice every 7 years. Within 7 year cycle, you check your tefillin twice. Today, the quality of the tefillin is far superior than it was in the time of the Gemara. The parchment, the ink, the quality of the batim, the environment, everything today is far superior. The tefillin are checked by computer in advance, so we know for sure there are no missing letters, no missing words. Therefore, there are many poskim bizman hazeh that advise not to check your tefillin twice in 7 years. You're going to ruin your tefillin. You check it once in 10 years, once in 20 years. It's not necessary.
Airtight.
Therefore, this is... However, other poskim disagree.
They tefillin have a much better cloth.
No, not necessarily. They're very high quality cloth. The cloth being used today, I know this because I was never told this now investigated. The cloth being used today is not the same cloth that was used 30 years ago. Even from 30 years ago, that cloth does not exist. They have introduced this new technology, there's a new quality of cloth today. Everything today is better, is far superior. Okay, we'll go over time. But this is what I want. This is the discussion. If a person discovers a tefillin puzzle, he's missing words. So a person feels very, very bad. Look at that. I missed out 20 years. 20 years of my life, I was not wearing kosher tefillin. 10 years, whatever. Chas v'shalom, such thing should never happen to a person. So the solution is, this is an amazing chiddush. Whoever said you have to wear a tefillin every single day? It's not so posh, you mechuyif. The solution is, for the remainder of your life, wear your tefillin for a longer period of time to compensate for the amount of time that you lost out not wearing tefillin in those earlier years. So let's say, for example, let's say a person discovers his tefillin not kosher, let's say for 1 year. Make a calculation. In 1 year's time, how long do you normally wear a tefillin? I come to shachris, I dive in the 37-minute shachris. So multiply 37 minutes by approximately 300 days in a year, and you come up with a certain number of minutes. You have to go to your actuary and ask him, what's my life expectancy? How many more years can you expect me to be around? And you know, in retirement, I'm probably going to go to Minyan and daven a little slower, so we can't calculate. So you have to figure out, you should add to the amount of time that you would normally wear tefillin, add more time to wearing tefillin.
Same mitzvah you put it on for 2 minutes, or you put it on the whole day?
Every moment is another keem of the mitzvah.
That's why they push the tefillin, is that if you put on once tefillin,
karkaf le'manach
tefillin, no longer karkaf.
Right, exactly. And 100%. Karkaf means a skull. Karkaf means a skull that did not have the tefillin upon its head. Did not hold the tefillin. A person does not want to come into the Olam HaEmes and they'll say, you are a person whose body, whose head never once in their life wore a tefillin. This is why people say, this is why this concept is true with regard to Rabbeinu Tam. I always tell you, Rabbeinu Tam tefillin, is that even though people would never even imagine to dream to wear Rabbeinu Tam tefillin, a person should see to it, this is what it says in Svarim, once in your life, once in your life, to put on Rabbeinu Tam tefillin.
Yes, you
do. Understand?
I asked them.
Okay, so Rabbi said there is such a thing. Rabbeinu, a person should not come to Shemayim and be a karkafta deloy monach tefillin de Rabbeinu Tam. I'll give you another example. A lefty. A lefty one. Which hand does a lefty wear tefillin? Okay, Rabbi Isai, please, Rabbi Isai, you need to maintain a degree of decorum. Please. A degree. A degree. There, another. I'll give you another example. On which hand does a person wear a lefty? On which hand does a person wear his tefillin? Well, lefty on the right hand. That's 99% of the poskim. But there are rishonim that say v'hayol os al yotcha. On the weaker hand, that's the left. You go boss to the weaker hand, the olma of the entire world. And therefore, even this is not halacha. Even a lefty wears the tefillin on his left hand. There is such a shita. So therefore, someone told me is that just like there's this concept, karkafta d'leimonach tefillin rabbeinu tam, a person who is a lefty, once in his life, without a bracha, of course, without a bracha, you should put the tefillin. It's not a karkaf, it's not the skull, but the two go together. So what do you have to lose once in your life to be yaitza that shita? Once in your life, you put your tefillin on your left hand. Don't do it. You do it first the right way, and then after the davening is over, for 10 seconds, you put the tefillin on the other hand. So you turn upside down. You turn upside down, and then you have all of these shilas, the very common shilas, bar mitzvah boys, the major machlekes apoiskim. What happens when you have a person who does everything with his right hand, but he writes with the left hand, or vice versa? I bat righty, right? Children, I bat right, but I write with my right hand, but everything else I do with the other hand. Big machlekes apoiskim. What to do is the ikur ksiva. Or is the ikur roiv tashmishov? So it's machlekes apoiskim. So most people have a tradition. I don't even remember the shitas. There's a tradition from Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe has one shita. Other poiskim have other shita. And then there are some people, and there's some people that do both. They do both. They take one shita is the ikur. I know someone who I daven every day. He puts on tefillin on the other end. What? Arab Einmer, he does it also. Every single day, it's a tremendous oil to do that. Every single day, I know someone who davens right in front of me. Every day, he puts on the tefillin on the other hand upside down, so the yud should be for 10 seconds, and then he puts the tefillin on the other hand. He's that. So you don't have to do that. You don't have to do that. That's an extreme chumrah. You have a mesorah. You do whatever you do. You do. We take one sheet, and that's the end. However. Once in your life, you do it the other way, shush to be yoitz. Okay, now going back to this thing. So for this advice, v'shamar des achukah zos l'modam miyamim yomimo. Who says you have to do it every single day? Therefore, since tefillin is not necessarily something you do every single day, therefore, rachmana litzlan, if a person discovers that his tefillin were not kosher, the advice that is given is for the remainder of his life, he should be marich the zman that he wears tefillin to make up for the time that he was not wearing tefillin during that kufa, because it's not muchruch that it's every single day. It's zman. In your lifetime, how much time were you planning on wearing tefillin? It's a very interesting idea. Now, when you come to tzitzis, Karabaisa, please. When you come to tzitzis, this is, you go down many, many, many more notches. You're not mechuyev even mikaradin to wear a talis. It's a talis altogether. No talis, no talis skaton. The Torah does not demand you put on tefillin, not even once. Tefillin at least once in your life. So that's it. This. Tefillin at least once in your life, put on tefillin. Karkaf le'monachim, at least, kol apachos, once in your life, kum v'yaseh. Every day, of course, you should wear tefillin, no question about it. But tzitzis, you don't even have to, you can go your whole life, entire life, from beginning to end, and not put on tzitzis, not a talis katan, not a talis gadol, not even once in your life. Nowhere in the Torah does it demand that you put on a talis tzitzis. However, the Torah does say, make one point, if you happen to find yourself wearing a garment that has four corners, you're a rashiva, you know, you're a rashiva, you wear a frock and has a long slit. You happen to find yourself to have a garment that has four corners, then the mitzvah kicks in. Then you have to have tzitzis. Now here is the hakir, the longest hakira. Is it the pshat? So fine. Today is the day that I'm finding myself wearing a garment that has four corners. Is it the pshat? Now I have a mitzvah saseh. kum viase, get up and go put on tzitzis. Is that the lomdus of the mitzvah? Or is the lomdus of the mitzvah? No, the Torah doesn't say get up and do the mitzvah. Tzitzis, the Torah never told you to do the mitzvah. Don't do me any favors. Don't wear a garment of four corners. Don't do the mitzvah. The only thing is, if you go and you happen to be wearing a garment that has four corners, you better make sure that the tzitzis. Now you listen, l'may nafkamina. So here are a few nafkaminas. Nafkamina one is mitzvah. Now it's also a theoretical nafkamina. Mitzvah haba ba'avera. So again, it's not really a great example. A better example. Does he have here a better example? There's got to be what?
Have a linen beggar.
No, that's saying it'll be the same. It'll be the same thing. But let's say the example is let's say a person he steals a talus, a ganef. He's a ganef. So he steals the towel. So it's now he's the kind of the mitzvah. So it's called a mitzvah haba ba'avera. The rules of mitzvah haba ba'avera only apply to a mitzvah that's kum v'yase. In Shemayim, you will not get credit for the mitzvah. In Shemayim, you cannot say, I get credit because I was mekayim the mitzvah of wearing tzitzis. You want to get credit for doing a mitzvah, and the only way you did the mitzvah is to gezel. You out of your mind? That's called a mitzvah babi avera. But if the mitzvah of tzitzis is not a mitzvah, is not a din that you have to put on tzitzis. It's just that if you have a garment, and the garment is missing, you make sure that garment has four, make sure that garment, don't be in violation of having a garment of four corners without tzitzis, even if the person stole, he's a ganef. Strange type of case. You know, I'm talking about these type of cases. But even if a person was a ganef on the tzitzis, he gets credit for the mitzvah. Because the rules of mitzvah haba ba'avera do not apply when the mitzvah is in the negative form. Wow. And the makar for this is from a sukkah. Eating on sukkahs. Eating on sukkahs. The person is not allowed. Eating outside of a sukkah is like a negative. If you eat on sukkahs, make sure you're inside of a sukkah. And there the rule is if a person, he steals the sukkah, the schach or the karka was stolen in order to make the sukkah, it's not in the laws of Hilcha Sukkah, it's called mitzvah haba ba'avera. And the classic example is when if a store, a pizza store, steals the sidewalk on Sukkot, right? This is a big shaila. You go and you steal the sidewalk, can you make a leisha of a sukkah? You go into the sukkah, and the sukkah is on the sidewalk, and they've stolen from the tzibor the sidewalk for the 7 days of Sukkot. Are you allowed to go and eat in the sukkah pizza? And if you go and you do it in the sukkah, can you make the bracha asher kiddushon b'mitzvah and mitzvah leishay basukkah? It's a mitzvah haba ba'avera. It's a sukkah gezula. So the answer is you can make the bracha. What?
Eight foot allowance.
All right. So you'll have all these answers. You'll say that it's for 7 days. They get a fine. The fine says take it down by 30 days. Yeah. All these kunsim, 7 days. The tzibur is makbid. When they have these holidays, when they have Mardi Gras, they shut down the whole street. They can accommodate the same way we accommodate them. They can accommodate us for a few days. We're not taking away the street. There's plenty of room. Okay, there are many, many answers. But let's say you'll have a situation where it's really gezel, where you really have gone, you've gone way too far. You take up the whole street for yourself. You've gone really too far. Can you make the bracha asher kiddushon b'mitzvah tzfen leishay basukkah? So the answer is yes. The answer is you may be a mesayei lo'ivrei avera. We're not taking away from the fact that it's not the right thing to do. That it's gezel. Whoever did it is a maisa gezel. And if you're going into the sukkah, you're being mesayeya. But you cannot say that the bracha of asher kiddushon b'mitzvah tzfen leishay basukkah is a bracha levatola because it's mitzvah haba b'avera. Because the mitzvah is if you're going to eat, just make sure you don't eat outside of the sukkah. There's no requirement to eat on Chol HaMoed. On Chol HaMoed, you don't have to eat. You don't want to eat, don't eat. No one's forcing you to eat. You want to go on a Chol HaMoed trip to Great Adventures, and you want to just drink soft drinks and ice cream, and you don't have to go into a sukkah, Gesundheit, no one's forcing you to go into the sukkah. If you do choose to have bread, then make sure you don't do it outside of a sukkah. That's what's called shalila. That's called the mitzvah shalila, negative mitzvah. And when it comes to a negative mitzvah, the rules, the poskim say, there's no such concept of mitzvah. You cannot say that when you do the mitzvah, you're oiver, the mitzvah is negated because of it's a mitzvah, haba ba'aveira. That does not apply. It's not a good thing. There's no question about it. Yechayef a gezela, yechayef all those things, it's not going to take it away. But it does not destroy the kiyum ha-mitzvah. So a person has stolen tzitzis. He stole the tzitzis, he didn't pay. Had a mistake, happened, whatever. You go into the store and you go, you don't pay for the tzitzis. And you're embarrassed to go. So when you make the bracha, asher kiddushon b'mitzvot tzivanu lesatef tzitzis, talis, the tzitzis, so yechayef mitzvah be'aveira, this is the chakira among the poskim. Some poskim.
If you don't wear it.
No, you do not. You do not. The only time the tzitzis must be on the beged is if you wear the beged. You don't have to go through your class and make sure that every four-corner beged has tzitzis. Only when you choose to wear it. No. You don't have to. No, you only have to put on tzitzis on garments that you choose to wear. If you're not going to wear, you don't have to. Yeah.
What about a scarf, a cape? A
scarf can be a problem. If the scarf has a certain dimension, some of these very, very long, wide scarves, typically they fold over. That can be a problem. The small scarves are not wide enough to be a sheer. But the ones that are very, very wide, so some of those women have these very, very long, wide scarves, they fold over multiple times, that can be a problem.
Yeah. But if you have tzitzit on...
Okay, now, however, let's go right now.
What's the difference?
Okay, no, you don't need to. One is a lot of these discussed. Now, let me just point out, Rav Shimon Shkop, he's of the opinion, he holds, again, the Minchas Chinuch explicitly says that the mitzvah of tzitzis is a negative mitzvah. There's no mitzvah to put four tzitzis on your garment. The mitzvah is that don't wear the garment without four tzitzis. And in the male there's no din mitzvah babavera. Rav Shimon Shkop, Zechet Tzadik Levracha, disagrees. He says it's mashma from the Gemara. This is a classic case where a person discovers this is right, that it's just the other way around. If a person is on the street and you discover... And you discover that your talis, one of the tzitzis on the talis is pasul. You're walking in the street on Shabbos, you're wearing a talis. Okay, that's another controversy. Is the right thing to do to wear a talis in the street?
No.
Let's say theoretical. Say a person is walking in a rishos harabim doiraisa. And you're wearing your talis. And now you discover, guess what? Someone points out to you, look, one of your tzitzis is snapped. He notices that it's pasul. So what is the halacha? You should take off the talis right away. Because you're in violation. You're wearing a garment that does not have kosher tzitzis. You're not allowed to wear a garment that does not have kosher tzitzis. But if you're going to take off your talis in the street, when everyone is watching, or even, let's say you're in shul, forget about being in the street, you're in shul, and you're going to be embarrassed, so the halacha is, the Magen Avraham says, that you don't have to. The Shulchan Aruch says, you don't have to take it off. If you're in a situation where you're going to be embarrassed, you do not have to take off your talis. So the question is, why? So the question is, let's analyze this on our own. This halacha of should you take it off immediately or should you not take it off immediately should depend on the lamdis. What is the mitzvah of tzitzis? Is the mitzvah of tzitzis, if I have a garment that has four corners, I must now put tzitzis on the garment? Or is it a negative mitzvah? You're not allowed to be wearing a garment that has four corners without tzitzis. If you learn that it's a positive mitzvah, then there's a reason to conclude that you don't have to take it off. Because on Shabbos, on Shabbos, are you allowed to insert tzitzis onto a garment? Absolutely not. It's a melacha d'oraisa. Did this garment come upon my body in a way that was permitted? Yes. When I put the talus on my back, it was mutter, because at that point in time the tzitzis were kosher, or I didn't know about it. So I have done absolutely nothing wrong. I put the garment upon my back, beheter. Now, at this moment in time, there's anyway nothing I can do because it's Shabbos. So therefore, just maintain the status quo. The Torah demands of me, it demands of me, if you're wearing a garment that has four corners, get up and put on this garment tzitzis. I can't do that today, because today is Shabbos. I got into a situation not due to any fault of my own. So therefore, I'm also embarrassed. So then we can say a svara, no, so you don't have to take it off. But if you learn like the Minchas, Rav Shimon Shkopi questions, it challenges the Minchas, if you learn like the Minchas Chinuch, that learns that the mitzvah of tzitzis is, you're not allowed to be wearing a garment without four corners, it doesn't make a difference what the Torah demands. You were not allowed to be in this situation, period. It's not a question, do something. If you have an obligation to do something, you can counteract that obligation, but the Torah said today, don't do it. The Torah said today, don't do it. But if the mitzvah of tzitzis says you're not allowed to be wearing a garment that has four corners without tzitzis, then this lumdus does not apply in the thinging of Rav Shimon Shkop. You would be mechuyev to remove the talus immediately. Let's leave that what it is. This is lum shachir. I just want to point out that halacha lemaisa, even though we just mentioned before, you're not supposed to that the mitzvah, you can go your entire life without wearing a tzitzis, the Gemara says, it's true, they're not going to punish you in heaven for not doing the mitzvah, but there's a concept called dibizman rischa. HaKadosh Baruch Hu ma'anish adam al shloi lovash begesh al dal l'kravos. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets angry, when there's a time of divine wrath upon this world, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will punish a person for not putting himself in a situation when he's chayiv in the mitzvah of tzitzis. Therefore, we wear tzitzis in order to be mekayim with this concept that the idin derischa, that in case chas v'shom is the kidruk and klal yisrael, so we should have to our defense the fact that we have put ourselves in a situation where we have a garment of four corners upon which we have tzitzis. So in Ezra Moshe the following shayla. I'm not worried about being the rischa, he said. I'm a busy man. I wear a talis gola when I daven every single day. On Shabbos, I wear a talis katan. But during the week when I go to work, I don't want to wear a talis katan. I just don't want to wear it. I mean, all the B'nai Torah, everyone wears, they wear a talis katan the entire day. That's really a fulfillment of what it says. Be'idon derischa, they punish for not putting yourself in a situation. For me, on my madrega, it's good enough, a talis gadol for shachris, 37 minutes a day, Shabbos, kodesh, I'll wear a talis gadol also, but not that's enough for me. Are you allowed to do this? As a person, people do whatever they want to do. People do this. So yes, Moshe, I'll pi halacha. I want to pi halacha, that's what I want to do. And Moshe told him, it's asa. It's very powerful what he says. Rav Moshe says, "Dicho idna." I'm reading you the words of Rav Moshe. "Dicho idna, shenohagu kol Yisrael lilboish beged hachayiv betzitzis kvar nihye osur l'shum adam lavar alze." I told you, people do all different things out there. But a person who went and asked Rav Moshe Shaila, "I don't want to wear a talis katan," and I'm right. I'll prove it from the Gemara. The Gemara says you can go your whole life without a talis. It's good enough. I go and I wear a talis gadol every single day, bidin for the rischa, but I don't want to wear a talis katan. He's not. This is the minog Yisrael, also l'shum adam lavar alzeh, gligara mikol minog. It's no worse than any Jewish custom. Shaleka b'hu kiyam mitzvah. There are many minhagim that we do bezman hazeh that are no minhagim. Shechayavim l'kayim mishum shma b'ni musra v'icha v'alti toish tarasimecha. V'kol shekein minog zeh sheyesh b'gam kiyam mitzvah. Certainly wearing a talis gadol the entire day, which is not just on a minog. By doing this minog, you mean m'kayim a mitzvah derais of mitzvah tzitzis, it's on a very, very different level. And it's a very powerful shtickle mitzvah, because you do see people out there which decide, you know, it's not for me. It's not for me. Where's your talis kana? Well, that you don't have to. That's laila lav zman. Laila lav zman tzitzis. Okay, one last thing at a time is what about wearing, just to point out things that you're very well aware of, about wearing the briskas. The briskas do not wear a talis katan on Shabbos. What is the reason? So I always thought it was the reason because they were concerned that maybe the tzitz will be puzzle. Because sometimes it happens that the talis katan is ripped, or the talis katan is not the right size, or the tzitzis can easily become puzzle. So if the tzitzis are puzzle, it can result that the tzitzis that you're wearing, you're carrying. If the tzitzis is not a chefs of the mitzvah, then the tzitzis become a masa burden, and there's chil Shabbos. But that's not the real reason. That the real reason is because the chayish for the sheet of the Rambam. The Rambam holds that the tcheles is ma'akev the lavan. If you don't have tcheles, the sheet of the Rambam is that you're wasting your time wearing lavan. The white strings is only a fulfillment if you also have the tcheles. And since bizman hazeh, we don't definitively have tcheles. I know the whole shtickel Torah about tcheles. Not for now. Okay, another time. But since most of us, the hamoinam does not wear tcheles, so therefore the briskos didn't wear tcheles, so therefore the chayish for the sheet of the Rambam, the tcheles machi of the lavan, so therefore wearing a talis katan on Shabbos in the Rishus Ramah or Carmelis borders on chilul Shabbos. That's why they have the minig not to wear tzitzis. The shail over here is, what about the whole, that's the case, so there's no, everyone else in the kash during the week, so that's the shail over during the week. So the Nitziv actually commented on this, and he says, no, they don't go that far. It's Shabbos, Mishum Chumra, the Shabbos, Chosh Shin Yoser. But during the week, they follow the Shita of the Hamoinam, we only not Chayish for the Shita of the Rambam. All right, we'll stop here.